JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Entertaining every morning.
Play it best.
Music
to wake you up.
Kix 96.9 in the morning.
Today on the JP, Lauren, Husker Nick podcast, celebrating Father's Day with some weird and funny Father's Day gifts. Plus, one of golfing's favorites threw a baby temper tantrum, and he's an adult. When was the last time you saw, or maybe threw, an adult temper tantrum? That and more today.
Excited to live with you and laugh with you?
You do seem excited, manic.
No, it's exciting.
It is exciting.
I think it'd be rather exciting.
I'm very excited that I can't. Is there a party? What? No.
I'm so excited!
I didn't know this was going to be happening today. I am ecstatic to be a part of this.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to Monday, June 18th. Hello, Lauren.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Good. Back from your trek to Country Stampede.
Yeah, that's always a fun little drive.
P.S. I know that's a confusing thing to say. Country Stampede is not till this coming weekend. Mm-hmm. They just have to go set up all the stuff.
Well, as vendors, Lauren, we have to go down ahead of time. So it's kind of that's we get to kind of mark our territory, put our
How's the spot this year?
It's pretty excited? Good. Yeah, except for the cottonwood trees. Man.
Really? You're right in the middle of them?
Like
they're going to get you?
It snowed in our area.
Is it snowing allergies?
God.
Oh, boy.
I stepped out of the RV and Coriel did too. And she's like, what is all of this?
It's the happening.
That's death. It's coming for you and me. And
that'll be fun.
It's allergies.
At least you're in a camper, so that'll help.
Yeah, no, thanks to Leech Camper Sales, we are hooked up with some really nice RVs again.
Those are sweet.
Yeah.
The ones they hooked you guys up
ones.
With.
Ooh, baby. Pop outs on them.
Yeah, pop outside.
So just remember to bring your Claritin or whatever.
Oh, yeah, no,
you'll be solid. Kill it with the whiskey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure Florida Georgia Line will have plenty of their peach whiskey down there for you to dive into.
It is delicious. Is it? Yeah.
It's super good.
Yeah. I remember, old camp or something like that?
Whiskey, yeah.
That's a good, you guys need some cigars down there while you sip on that bad boy.
God, I wonder, we should try to see.
I'm sure Rob has some he can bring you.
Better bring some, that'd be kind of cool. But that was a good little trek down there. And then riding back in Rob's Suburban, listening to 70s at 7 and on the radio, it was
nice.
It's a lot of 70s.
Yeah, well, Carpenters. That's his jam there.
He was enjoying every minute of that while
good
I'm
old
watching.
Buzz.
I'm binge watching Killing Eve on my phone, just kind of rolling along with Robin.
Good old
and
Buzz
Coriel.
Will take care of you.
And good Father's Day?
I came back from the trip, and it was like I laid down for an hour, and I slept for two. And then I found out that Buffalo Wings and Rings serves free food for fathers on Father's Day.
That's cool.
Had no idea. And then saw the movie Tag, which was very funny.
And
not kid appropriate, but
it was. I had a fantastic Father's Day. My son learned how to ride a bike with no training wheels.
Awesome.
In the middle of that downpour we had yesterday, we were out in the middle of the street learning how to ride our bicycle. So it was even more fun actually, with the rain dumping down. And Carter did great. I had never heard of these Striders that little kids were using. Pedalless bicycles. I'd never heard of them. Apparently, kids are using them. So he had been using them the last few years. And I literally took him over to this hill we had, and I go, all right, kid, sink or swim, and I just pushed him down the hill, and he did it. He went right down this pedal thing.
Right
he
down.
Starts pedaling, and then he turns around and pedals back up, falls over, looks at me, gives me a thumbs up, and we're off and running.
So, good.
So teaching may have been an overextension of what...
Hey, man, I've been teaching him for years on how to glide on that bicycle. Like, the first time I pushed him down a hill... on the Strider, same thing.
Yeah.
It worked out really. Pedal, 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 go! And then he just goes. So that was fun. And then they got me, I've been wanting a really nice fire pit for the house, for the driveway, because I like my evenings in the driveway, having a beer and sitting on my cooler. So they got me a fire pit. So
that's
I did
nice.
That yesterday, which I was so excited about the fire pit, I forgot that it was a billion degrees out. So it's hot.
Yeah.
But it was fun. Did some s'mores and hung out.
That fire over there, I'm going to stay 25 feet away, but look at it.
Yeah. I've been saving sticks and wood for about, since I moved into that house
just
2 years ago.
Just in case you get a fire pit.
Yeah. Nice. So I grabbed them all out of the back and I was covered in spiders, but it was all right. It's still good.
That's good.
It's a fun day. Good
That's
day.
Good.
How about you, Lauren? How was your weekend?
It was all shows. It was the idea. I feel like I have not been here in about 3 weeks. No, it was good. Yeah, I did my show all weekend. People, I got to say, if you haven't done something that really, really scares you that you're not sure you can do in a while, can I recommend it? if think about it. If it's been too long since you've done something that you're like, I'm not sure I can actually accomplish that, it's time.
That's
it's
fantastic.
Time. It was awesome. So many nice friends came out and everything.
Nice.
My dad came twice.
Oh,
of course he did. He came with a giant bouquet of flowers.
Oh, yes.
Both times or just
yes, of course he did.
Of course he did.
And then poor Paul, I was gone all day yesterday because we had a show at 2. So I was in the theater by like 12:30. And then we had strike, which means you have to physically remove the entire set deconstruct the whole thing, especially because we were in the Johnny Carson at the lead. So we don't own that. So everything, every nut and bolt of the entire, it was a house, had to be removed. Wow. We did it in 2 hours, which was,
that's outstanding.
I know. I was very
impressed. Strike in 2? That's crazy.
It was. So I was home at like 7, but he did get his ice cream cake.
Good.
I came home, however, he had cleaned all the bathrooms.
Okay.
And like the house was spotless.
Wow.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
Did he do something that he had to?
No.
Like he's covering up something.
No.
He had other ideas in mind.
Oh,
hopefully that happened for the fella.
Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever your Father's Day entailed, hopefully it was a great one. We've got a lot for you on the show, including a chance to see Luke Bryan twice in the same week. And one of which will be flying somewhere to see Luke Bryan.
Ooh,
we'll
have the
details about that this morning. And good things coming up.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.
Making you smile is our goal with good things. And we get it for you right now with Lauren to start things up.
Okay, so mine comes from rural Missouri. There was a family late last week, and basically they were all outside hanging out. And their 3-year-old, a little girl named Remy, wandered off into the corn. And they could not find her for like the first half hour, 45 minutes. Mom's just walking into the forest and, you know, the land around their house, into the corn. Can't find her, can't find her, can't find her, can't find her. Starting to get really, really panicked.
Yeah, no kidding.
Within a few hours, there's a major search going on. 100 people are looking for this little girl. She ended up being missing for almost 12 hours, this 3-year-old. But when they finally did find her, her uncle found her. She was about a half mile away from the house and she was sleeping in the corn. But they have a rat terrier, a Yorkshire terrier. Sorry. His name is Fat Heath, the Yorkshire terrier.
Fat Heath.
And for 12 hours, Fat Heath stayed with this little girl. And she said she was never scared because her dog was with her.
The Fat Heath.
She was dehydrated and tired and had a bunch of mosquito bites. But other than that, she's fine. They said part of what happened was that the corn creates sound barriers. And so even though she was only a half mile away and all these people were yelling her name, she couldn't hear anybody and all that. But she's just fine. And Fat Heath gets all the treats he wants, no matter how fat he is.
Dang right.
That's awesome.
Husker Nick, your good thing.
So my good thing, I'll just kind of wrap up Father's Day in this sense. It's fun because, like, I'm a very fortunate person. I play softball. Got a lot of friends of mine, that real close friends, that I get to spend all summer with, and our kids get to run around and stuff.
Right.
And it's fun on Father's Day because we always exchange text messages with each other about Happy Father's Day and all that. And I get to see, you know, these guys raising their kids, both their sons and daughters, just to grow up to be awesome, you know, hopefully awesome adults. And yesterday I was thinking about it, and I wanted to shout out because two of my friends, I won't say their names, but their kids weren't home all day because they were with their biological fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And these two men do just awesome stuff for who I consider their kids. And it's just, there's a lot of dads out there that are fathers to children that maybe they weren't their biological parent, but they are their dad. And that was my grandpa. My dad's father left when my dad was like 3. Mm-hmm. He just ditched the family and ran off. And then my grandpa married my grandma. And that's all I knew all my life was, you know, he's my grandpa.
Yeah.
And then I found out later that, you know, he wasn't my biological grandfather, but it just means a lot to me. And I'm not gonna say their names, but I just want to shout them out because there's a lot of dads out there that, you know, are in that role and just are fantastic fathers. Some little kids that I don't think, you know, it's important to them, but you never really know how important it is to them until maybe they get older and you kind of see how they grew up and stuff. So good on you guys, and Happy Father's Day.
My good thing is also father related. A friend of the show, Bridget Fargan from 1011 News, is married to Tony DeGrand, who's he's a part-time weatherman. He's also teaching at UNL, and he's also a bartender. So I've known Tony for a while, and then him and Bridget got together and met up and got married, and they made an announcement. And at first, I'm like, I didn't even look at the wording with it. I just saw a video, and I'm like, oh, wow, Tony's filling in on the weather. Things are good. And then this happens.
Baby warning do include dirty diapers, which are going to be more than we can possibly count. Some sleepless nights, very high risk for that, especially for mom. We'll see a chance for some tiny socks for 10 tiny toes. And there's a good possibility that we could lose a few of those socks along the way. But one thing that we're going to have lots of, and that's going to be love for our new addition to our family. So to be completely clear, this is what
if you didn't know, when they put up the baby photo.
We're happy to share with you that baby DeGrand will be arriving in December of 2018. We are very excited as first-time parents, and we can't wait to share along on this journey with you over the next several months.
And on News People, they're being like super deadpan.
That was very professional.
I was going to say, in my head, that's how they actually talk all the time.
All the time, like when they're at home.
Oh, no.
I'm just thinking of ordering a pizza this evening.
Yes.
Would you?
There's a 80%
chance. Do you prefer Papa John's?
I have hung with them when they've drank, and they do
recent,
not talk like
recent
that.
Recent survey of the family shows that 2 out of 3 people in this family decided they want Papa John's. So that is what we'll do.
That's my good thing is that it was a very funny video and delivery by Tony and
statistics show I've gotten out of bed for this baby 6 of the last 7 times.
So congrats comes out to Bridget Fargan and Teddy DeGrand on the baby coming in December.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kicks 96.9 Morning Show. Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the Nitty Gritty from Music City on New Country, Kicks 96.9.
Mr. Scotty McCreary is a married man. He got married over the weekend to his longtime girlfriend, Gabby Dougal, in North Carolina in front of about 200 of their loved ones. Scotty recently said, quote, "We've been dating 6 years and we've known each other our whole lives. That kind of story doesn't happen too often nowadays. I support her dreams and she supports mine." The ceremony was officiated by Scotty's childhood pastor, and their first dance was to Elvis Presley's Can't Help Falling in Love. Now they're headed to Tahiti for a honeymoon. Scott and Gabby are both 24 years old. Congratulations to them. So in honor of Father's Day, we have this. Darius Rucker's kids are not at all impressed by what he does for a living. Okay. Sorry, Darius. He did say, however, he scored some points when he performed at last year's hand-in-hand telethon to help the victims of Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. Why? He says, quote, "When we did the hurricane relief thing, all my daughter said was, 'Daddy, look at you up there with Demi Lovato.'" Demi was on stage next to me, so she was into that. But otherwise, just dad. They're not impressed at all.
He's just dad.
So it doesn't matter how successful you are. Your kids will continue to not be impressed. So feel bad about it.
Yeah.
Luke Combs has been on fire since he became a breakout with Hurricane last year, and he credits a lot of that to treating his fans on the internet and social media as guinea pigs, in a good way. He says, quote, "That's who I really care about when I'm writing songs. They're the only reason you do your job anyway, so that's who should pick the songs." Luke likes to share songs right away on YouTube and social media, and then the response from fans helps him decide which ones are keepers. He says it's part of his mission to build a trust and rapport with his fans. So.
Cool.
Maybe more so than the professional producery managery types. He just lets the fans decide what's next, which I think is smart. Jason Aldean has released the video for Drowns the Whiskey. That one features Miranda Lambert, and the video was shot at the oldest bar in Tennessee, which is kind of cool. You can check that out right now on our Facebook page. That's KX969. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix96.9.
Breaking up can be bad, but not as bad as this. This is a perfect example of a relationship going horribly, horribly wrong.
Okay, so this guy named Eric Abramovitz lives in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And he was considered one of the best clarinet players in Canada. He's in high school applying to colleges to study. So it turns, but he's not getting in anywhere. Like, he is literally one of the best at what he does in his nation. And strangely, he's not getting into the schools he's applying to. And he's very confused.
Right.
And he's very frustrated. He has studied all his life to do this one thing. And for whatever reason, it's not happening. He ends up going to kind of a safety school and not at all accomplishing what he wanted to accomplish. Well, turns out he had applied for this one specific scholarship. There is a teacher. It's at the Colburn Conservatory of Music in Los Angeles. It's a $50,000 a year scholarship. They take two from the world.
Two, and that's it.
Two, wow. From the world. And they say basically to be chosen for this is a guarantee of a high-paying symphony career right out of college. Wow. So this is a career. You get this scholarship, you are set.
Money.
Turns out, he did get this scholarship.
Oh, really?
But his girlfriend didn't want him to move away.
Oh, my.
So she had his email password. And a lot of places now don't send you like a packet when you get accepted to colleges. It's done via email. So she had been in his email. She had deleted his acceptance. She had turned it down on his behalf.
Oh, my.
And had created a fake rejection letter and mailed it to him.
Yeah, that would have been
mailed it to him. And then it turns out she had also done it from Juilliard. He had also gotten into Juilliard with a scholarship, and she had she had declined it on his behalf and sent him fake rejection letters.
So now the next step of this is like she's got to find some way to get him in, and then she's going to somehow pull some strings and convince the teachers to let him in, and then they're going to live happily
like
ever after.
A special movie or whatever.
Because like Hollywood right now is reading this going, okay, I see the makings of a movie here. Is Tom Hanks free? Let's get him in there.
Well, if it were a rom-com, that's how it would work. No. Yeah. But in real life, what's happening is he has sued her and she now has to pay him $350,000.
Man, I feel like that's not enough money.
Well,
for the
also,
career you're talking about, he could have had.
Here's the thing. They can't find her and she doesn't have $350,000.
Somebody just needs to check like the bush outside of his dorm room. She's probably hiding out there looking in his window as we speak.
She lives in an apartment across the street.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Is this not the most insane thing you have ever heard?
Yeah,
like, it's up there.
There are some major crazy eyes happening there. I hope this guy has a real career. This poor kid.
He's been through a lot.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.
Husker Nick is claiming he has found one of the most BA people ever. And her name is Dee Dee. There's just some people that are a little bit more badass than the rest of us.
Oh, my God. Like grandmas are awesome. We all know that. Like, grandmas are just awesome. And this grandma might just be a superhero.
Okay.
Like, with the music you're playing, Mr. T himself would be like, ah, pity the fool to mess with this grandma.
Okay.
All right?
What did this grandma do?
So
grandma
I got to tell you about Dee Dee Phillips. She's from Georgia.
Grandma Dee Dee?
Yes.
Of course she is from the South.
She hears the dog barking in the backyard. So she's like, I'm going to go see what's going on with the dog. She walks out there. Dog is barking. There is a bobcat sitting in her backyard.
Oh, my.
Not only is there a bobcat in her backyard, but it was like foaming at the mouth because I had rabies.
Oh, God.
So there is a rabid bobcat in Grandma Dee Dee's backyard.
Literally in her backyard.
Messing with her dog.
So Grandma Dee Dee says, and this is what she told the paper afterwards. She goes, you know what? I looked at this bobcat and I said, I got to get a picture of it so I can tell the police that there is a rabid bobcat running around the neighborhood.
Right.
And she goes, as I did that, I snapped the photo and the bobcat began running at me. And she goes, I said to this bobcat, no, bobcat, I will not die today. And she goes, the bobcat jumped in her face. She rolled it over and stood on top of it while it's clawing her and trying to bite her. And she's strangling this bobcat with her bare hand.
Grandma Dee Dee.
Yes. And the newspaper said, when asked if she called for help, she said, no, my grandchild was in the house. I didn't want to have her potentially come out to where this rabid bobcat is.
Always thinking, Grandma Dee Dee, because that's exactly what would have happened if grandma starts screaming.
Right. Not only is she smart enough to say a sweet line like, I will not to die today, bobcat. As this bobcat's running, she knew not to yell because the grandchild might come out.
Right.
So finally the bobcat, you know how it happens in movies where it's kind of starts kicking.
Right.
And it's slowly like, ugh. Then probably I picture the tongue falling out of the bobcat.
One last.
Yeah. And then she goes, so then she hollered because her son was in the house with her grandbaby.
Okay.
Her son comes running out and sees this and runs back in the house, runs back out with a knife and like jumps down and starts stabbing this bobcat
like he's doing something now.
And Grandma Dee Dee said she just started laughing because the thing was lifeless by the time he got there. And she just looked at him and was basically like, hey, good job, bud. Like, way to go, son.
Still the mom is like, good job, nice. I appreciate the moral support on that one. I'm not exactly sure what you just accomplished, but But good effort, buddy.
Let's be real, though. If I'm her son and like I'm at the local bar a couple days later, they're like, heard about your grandma or your mom. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, I saved her life.
Yeah.
Ran out there, dove into danger, took care of business. They're like, buddy, we saw the newspaper article. I know my mom's so much more awesome than me.
The Kicks 96.9 Morning Show. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Sometimes it's hard to keep your cool when something is just pissing you off. The adult temper tantrums and your calls next. It's one of the biggest golf events in the nation with the U.S. Open.
Our number one. This is the United States' number one golf event. It's
and
our tournament.
Sidebar, a lot of golfers were complaining about their job over the weekend and how hard this golf course was.
Bunch of babies.
No, right?
My God.
What is the lowest you could probably earn playing golf? It's got to be at least in the six figures, right? Or the five figures?
They make a lot of money, these guys. Ever since Tiger Woods came along 20 years ago.
It's one of those jobs where you have to remember that your full-time job is what everybody else who has a full-time job does when they have time off.
Exactly.
It's what they pay to do when they're not getting paid to do their regular job.
Lots of golfers were complaining about how hard this course was. With they'd hit it on near the green. It's like, oh, it just rolls right off. It's like, oh, man.
It was pretty awesome. These golfers, like, they're like super good at golf.
Yeah.
And they looked like every one of us trying to golf. Like, they would hit it up onto the course, onto the green, and there was no, like, on a normal golf course, you go green, then you got the fringe and the fairway, and then you're off into the, you know, into the deep stuff, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Well, there was none of that. It just was all flat. So if you got it up on the green, usually it would roll like 30 feet, you know, away from the
green. Nothing to slow it down.
So there was golfers like all over the place complaining all weekend. Bunch of babies.
But it's Phil Mickelson who's making news for being a giant baby, right? Why is that?
He lost his cool and made a severe error in judgment by committing an egregious breach of etiquette.
Oh,
what did he do?
Which in golf, that's a big deal.
It's not like he went shrieking and was dropping curse words.
It wasn't like Happy Gilmore style breach of etiquette.
This wasn't John Daly. This is Phil Mickelson.
He did what everyone does when they get frustrated at mini golf after making a bad putt. He put it again before waiting for the ball to stop moving.
I just watched this. He literally takes the putt. It misses the hole and it's still got some speed on it and it's going the other way. So he runs around the other side and hits it back towards the hole before it stops rolling.
And it still doesn't go in.
That is, I feel like, my signature mini golf move.
Right. I watched both of our children do this multiple times during the golf tournament we were in.
And if you're doing it, you're like, he ended up, the rules call for a 2-stroke penalty.
Yeah.
So he got a 10 on a par 4. Because he missed that when he ran around and hit it again, he completely missed again.
Yeah.
Because you also are not taking your best aim and everything if you just swing at it while it's still
close. But
he claims that it was calculated. But if you watch the video, he's obviously just angry and threw a big baby fit on the golf course because a lot of people were thinking he had a shot this year at potentially winning this thing and win a big tournament at a. He's older for a golfer, so he's like he just threw a big baby fit.
And he was watching that potential shot just roll off into the rough.
Like there was guys that would be like 4 feet away from the hole, putt, miss the hole, and it would roll for literally 30 feet.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what? You know, like what in God's green earth is happening?
However, Phil Mickelson is hardly the first adult to throw a big baby fit.
No, I'm sure there's plenty.
One of my favorite story like this, one of my best buds worked at a local hotel in town, and he always tells this story. He was sitting at the front desk. They were packed. There was one room left. Lady walks in. She's got her luggage with her. Lady walks in, and she had just had a long flight, and they gave her the room, and she goes, so where's this at? And it was like a ways away, like you elevator up all the way down the hallway, all these things. And she just like threw a fit because they had no other rooms available. And then like any small child would, she walked over to the couch, laid down and pulled a blanket over, proceeded to pretend to be asleep so no one could wake her up. They're like, ma'am, you need to get, you know how like little kids.
You can't make me walk across this hotel.
Right.
I'll just sleep right here.
Just a big baby fit in the middle of a hotel lobby.
Wow. I mean, really, most road rage incidents are just big baby fits. Like,
that's
you
right.
think they'd happen less if you got ticketed for big baby tantrum?
Problem.
You can feel
like
those.
Like, road rage almost sounds masculine or something, but should really, the ticket they write you should be big baby tantrum.
Yeah, you can feel them coming, too. Like, at the start of the day, you can be like, you wake up and you're like, oh, man. I hope no one messes with me today because I got a big baby tantrum coming. Yeah. Like, I can just feel it. And then you get to work and you can feel the meter rising.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, it's coming. It's coming.
Be careful poking the bear. So we wanted to know from you, 466-9696 or on Facebook and Twitter, the last time you threw or you saw someone having a big baby fit, an adult temper tantrum.
You are a grown ass man.
466-9696, Facebook and Twitter. If it was you, own up to it. We'll give you a prize. If it was somebody else you know, definitely rat them out and tell us about it, and we'll give you something as special, some fun stuff for the summer as well. 466-9696, looking for your adult temper tantrums next.
Suck my white ass ball.
Happy Gilmore's not happy. Threw a big old adult temper tantrum in the movie Happy Gilmore. Phil didn't get to that level.
He was cruising towards it.
You think if it would have happened again?
Yeah, I think he was one more tap and ball rolled by it away from losing it completely. But he managed to only halfway lose his mind.
It was a big baby tantrum. And so we want to hear about your adult temper tantrums. Either you had one or you saw somebody have one.
466-9696 or Facebook or Twitter. You said you had one from Facebook.
Yeah, Trent says, hey, guys, I was at a movie theater and there was a woman in front of me in line. And she saw they only sold Coca-Cola beverages. And she started yelling at the people up at the front desk that I don't drink Coke, I drink Pepsi. Pepsi's what I drink. And then she demanded a manager walk up and she said she wanted her tickets discounted because it didn't say anywhere that they were only a Coca-Cola beverage establishment.
Wow.
And the manager looked at him and said, sorry, that's not happening. You have two options, leave or go to your movie. So the lady walked down to the movie, of course, same movie that Trent was going to. Trent said at the start of the movie preview, they roll a big thing of Coke across the screen because they're a big sponsor.
Yeah.
And he said the lady screamed out, F-bomb Coke! And like someone walked out and grabbed the usher and they escorted her out of there while she was screaming on her way out.
Holy cow. She really
liked her Coca-Cola.
That is someone who takes their soft drinks very seriously.
Man, I'd love to have been there for that.
No kidding.
Maybe have an iced tea?
An adult temper tantrum. You've had one yourself or you've seen somebody else do it. Good morning.
Yeah.
What you got?
I was playing pool league out in Western Nebraska, and one of the guys that I was playing against, I was beating him. And he went to go shoot and missed his shot, so he turned and broke his pool stick over his knee.
Oh, my God.
Those are not cheap.
No.
Instant regret.
That's something you can...
If you have a little time to kill, Google celebrity temper tantrums, because there are some all-time great ones. There's the time Britney Spears got ticked off and attacked that paparazzi car with an umbrella, bashing her umbrella into the window.
That was right at the height of her shaven head days.
That was days after she shaved her.
Oh, my goodness.
There was a time not long ago Alec Baldwin got kicked off a airplane because they made him turn off his phone and stop playing Words with Friends, and he goes like, no, I will not turn off my phone! You can't make me turn off my phone! I'm in the middle of Words with Friends.
There's a text coming in saying that my mom locked herself in the bedroom 1 year on Thanksgiving because I started doing the mashed potatoes, and it was supposed to be my sister that was making the mashed potatoes. Neither of us were aware of this whole arrangement that mom had made with us, and she got super mad that we decided to go against her plans on Thanksgiving. This is my plan! This is my table! If I'm cooking, you're gonna do it at my table!
You will mash the potatoes, not her! I told you to mash the potatoes!
Hey, Thanksgiving cooking is a stressful moment.
It can be very stressful.
I don't blame mom at all.
Any holiday cooking, you got people coming over.
That's a stressful time.
Your adult temper tantrum. Good morning.
Yes, my daughter, about 3 years ago, we were at Walgreens getting a prescription. I told her I had no money, don't ask for anything.
Okay.
We got her prescription, and meanwhile, she was looking around trying to have me get her hair dyed for her.
Okay.
And I told her, no, I didn't have any money.
Right.
And she literally stomped, basically lay down on the ground, had a little two-year-old temper tantrum in the middle of Walgreens. And everybody's looking at her, and I'm like, are we serious?
I want it now.
And I go, well, I don't have any money. And the way you're carrying on, I wouldn't do it anyway.
Right, I'm not going to reward this anyway.
Yeah, I wouldn't reward it when you were two, and I won't reward it when you're 15. So I said,
That's crazy.
She goes, everybody's looking at you. And I said, no, everybody's looking at you.
Yep.
I'll meet you in the car. And I went out to the car.
Good for you.
She She came out of the car, ended up deciding she was going to walk home, walk across oncoming traffic on 70th at 5 o'clock at night, and walk home.
Oh, my.
Wow.
That is a big baby fit.
Yeah, she's committed to that big baby fit. That's for certain.
All the way through. She's 15.
This one's funny on Facebook. It's from Thomas. He said, I used to work at the Omaha airport, and it was right when that whole liquid ban started.
Oh.
And he said, I told some guy he couldn't bring his soda through security. He proceeds to go in a giant big baby fit. He says that I am the one enforcing rules the government are putting out there that are personally responsible for taking away all his freedoms. And then he stopped, threw his drink down, and yelled he had a bomb. That was dumb.
Wow.
And got tackled immediately by security.
That's one of those. So how much did that soda cost him? Probably $3. So in defense of his probably $3 soda he would have had to throw away, he just lost the cost of an airline ticket plus court costs.
Oh,
and that $3 soda probably just cost him $700.
We'll get one more and you can continue to share your big baby fits on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Good morning.
Yes, sir. I was supposed to go on this date, and this chick totally just, she said she was going to go on it with me. I was ready for the date. She pulled it last minute on me, told me she wasn't going. I was at the theater with some other friends. She showed up at the date with other friends. Oh. I was in the middle of the street with my friends, and I just lost it. And so in the middle of the street, I was throwing my water and was freaking out. They're like, what's this kid doing? But, that was my embarrassing moment.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, right in the middle. I mean, up right in the middle of the street really ups the temper tantrum ante.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I mean, I had just seen her, and I was like, what is she doing? And, yeah, it really upped it.
Says tossing his food and whatever other.
I'm sure she totally regretted not going on the date then.
Yeah. That makes so much better.
I could have been with him.
Just in the middle of the street, like stomping his foot, like, what are you going on a date with me?
Throwing your water bottle down.
You can share yours on Facebook and Twitter as well, KX969.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix 96.9 Morning Show.
What's the funniest or weirdest Father's Day gift you've ever received? We'd be willing to trade it for Wingfest tickets. Father's Day happened yesterday. And so now a lot of dads are wearing interesting ties, or they're looking at ways to, can I exchange this t-shirt for something else, maybe?
Man, I love it when my kids give me ugly stuff. Like, I get...
You enjoy it?
Jess has done a great job of getting me these really ugly, like, dad t-shirts over the years. I wear them all the time. I love them.
Pretty bad example of a gift for Father's Day. Tommy Lee, you know, the rocker, the drummer from Motley Crue.
Yeah, he's a Nebraska alum, right? He was in our band.
He's officially
Official.
Yeah.
He put up a photo of him and his dad, and it was a nice Father's Day thing. And then his son, Brandon... In response to it on Instagram.
Okay, you have to say, Tommy Lee put up a photo of himself with his father, but then talked about how horrible his own sons are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, yes. He talked about how bad his kids are.
So it wasn't in response to nothing.
No. Key part of this story.
Brandon posted up a video. Remember that time when I knocked the crap out of you? And he had knocked Tommy Lee unconscious.
It'll happen sometime.
And there's a video that Brandon Lee put up on Instagram of Tommy laying there, knocked out.
Happy Father's Day.
That's terrible Father's Day.
I feel like they don't have a good relationship.
So did he like prove Tommy right in that instance?
Well,
or how does that work?
I mean, he gets into you're not a dad because you're never around and blah, blah, blah. It was not a good Father's Day between Tommy Lee and his
Side note. He's got a kid. How old is his kid? Probably like
Brandon's probably
30.
20s.
Isn't
now?
Tommy old?
I don't know.
But side note. If that kid ever was like in college, how do you handle the fact that your dad has a video with Pamela Anderson and like all the dudes in there? Like, you know that they had that thing running to surprise him sometimes when he walked into a room. Like, oh, no. Hey, did you see what your dad did on TV? Here, look over there. Oh, God, no. Like, that'd be terrible.
Aww, that can't be an easy childhood.
No wonder their relationship is strained.
Exactly.
So for fun, we want to know what the funniest or weirdest Father's Day gift is that you've ever received.
Mm-hmm,
and we are willing to trade it in.
Because there really are some terrible ones out there.
Yep.
Here is a beer belly for your beer belly.
Nice.
It is. It's like one of those pouches you strap to your body with a straw for beer, only it holds it all like right in front of your gut. So it's like you've already got a beer belly.
I'm waiting for why this is terrible. Because obviously that's for sneaking beer into concerts and stuff. There is nothing bad about that thing.
The example I'll put up on Facebook or Twitter for you to find is one of a catfish mailbox.
That's awesome!
How is that awesome?
It's a mailbox that looks like a catfish! That's awesome!
I don't want that.
Well, you don't fish!
Here are some, they're like cloth pads with activated carbon technology to put in your underwear to hide your farts.
No, see, that's not good.
That's dumb.
The whole half the fun of farting is making sure everyone knows you did it.
Oh, no.
That doesn't make any sense. Okay.
So 466-9696 for Facebook and Twitter. Yeah. We have a new thing called Wing Fest, which is going to be in the Rail Yard coming up Saturday, June 30th, where 8 area restaurants are going to showcase their top wing flavors in a throwdown for Lincoln's best wings.
Oh, my God.
And it's all to benefit the United Way of Lincoln and Lancaster County's Emerging Leaders United.
If you would like
Wing Fest tickets... We'll trade in whatever you got that was weird or funny or ridiculous for Father's Day.
Worst Father's Day gift you ever gave or received.
If my wife would let me, that would be my mailbox right now.
That would be
right now.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Your calls to get Wing Fest tickets will trade your Father's Day gift. What's the funniest or weirdest Father's Day gift you've received?
Mm-hmm.
Or given, if you'd like to have a chance to win Wing Fest tickets. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. You can let us know what it is. And we'll do the best to give you something fun. In fact, we'll trade it out for Wing Fest tickets.
There you go.
Bobby's is actually pretty good.
Bobby Swanson tweeted us, I got a shirt yesterday that says, I like my butt rubbed and my pork pulled. He's a griller.
That fits him well.
Seems it should point it out.
Your funny or weird Father's Day gift. Good morning.
So 1 year... We decided to get my dad a belly button cleaner. He was really mad about it because we always made fun of him how his like belly button was dirty, and it was really funny.
So they got him a belly button lint cleaner.
That's not nice.
That's gross.
What are you doing around his belly button in the first place?
Well, maybe dad should wear a shirt once in a while.
There you go.
Which would you rather? I mean, you want him digging around in there with his pinky? Sit on the couch?
Ew, put a shirt on, dad.
466-9696 for your funniest or weirdest Father's Day gift. Funny and weird ones that you've received.
Mm-hmm. Or given.
Yeah, you could have given them. Darth Vader waffle maker. I don't think that's a terrible gift. I like that one.
No.
I would go with that one.
You use the Force? You used to use the Force to make your waffles. Those would be excellent waffles, I bet.
What's a weird or funniest Father's Day gift you've given?
Oh, we just gave an amazing Father's Day gift to a friend of ours who's a brand new dad.
Okay.
He had a brand new baby just a week ago.
Uh-huh.
So we got him an industrial grade gas mask, you know, for all the diapers he's going to be changing.
Dude,
I know how I can use this.
So he's
feels like a very expensive gag gift.
The gas mask?
Yes. Yes, an industrial grade gas mask. That can't be cheap.
Nope, not at all. That's a good gift, though. It's pretty funny. Your weird or funny Father's Day gift could be a gas mask for the baby changing. It could be the weird catfish, which if you're into fishing,
it's not
fine.
Weird.
It's
I think
weird
your stupid waffle maker was weird if we're going to go to that route.
Fine. You could have to each his own, I guess.
Well, yeah, that was my point earlier.
So you're
when I said you don't like fishing, that's why you don't like this thing. I would love that thing.
Your funny or weird Father's Day gift, we'll trade it for Wing Fest tickets with that event coming up on the 30th.
Like if your kids built you a red room, you'd be in on that. It'd be a little weird in my house because you love 50 Shades of Grey.
I don't want them to do that.
I'm just saying, like, everybody loves different things.
I like the movies. That doesn't mean I'm going to go and go Christian Grey.
He was just trying to think of something that you were a passionate fan of.
Yeah, and you're a passionate fan of those movies.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. I'm a passionate fan. Star Wars, I'd be a passionate fan.
Read them all, seen them all.
I haven't read them. I've seen the movies. That's it. I haven't read the books.
You've said you've read the books before.
You've said that before.
No,
He has said that before.
I got the trilogy of books for... No, because remember...
pretend like you've read
I got it for Christmas. My mom bought me the trilogy of books, and I took it back to Barnes & Noble and exchanged it. We talked about that a couple of years ago.
No, he pretends like he's read them. That's what I just found out.
Never read them. I've just seen
You are not
movies.
A real Star Wars nerd. That's what I just found out.
What?
I've seen
you're talking about 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh. I swore you said you read those books, too.
Nope. Star Wars ones I've read, but not.
Oh, anyway, moving on from your children building you a red room.
I think that's what's going to happen. That's
disturbing.
The weirdest or funniest Father's Day gift will trade you for Wing Fest tickets. Good morning.
So, everybody gets the swear jars.
Yeah.
My daughter decided to give me the fart jar. And so it's like 50 cents for your normal, $1 for the loud, $2 for the wet one.
Ew.
I don't know if I've ever had that, but...
Do they have to check each time?
I was going to say, who gets to make the determination on where this falls in the ranking system?
Right.
Or is this an honor system?
Touching that one, yeah.
Oh,
wow, man. The fart jar for Father's Day.
I'd make a ton of money off of my 10-week-old baby.
Yeah. Right now. Too bad she doesn't have any money coming
in
right
broke.
Now.
She'd be
broke.
$2 a fart right now. Holy cow.
You're
little
weird.
Bailey's flat broke.
Your weird or funny Father's Day gifts. Good morning.
Yes, we made my father a redneck first aid kit.
What goes in a redneck first aid kit?
Tampons for nosebleeds and some needles and thread for stitches and shooters as pain relievers.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So I thought it was funny. I just thought I'd share.
And he loved it.
And Dad loved it. Dad thought it was funny.
A fan of that
Have you ever stopped nosebleed with a tampon?
No. I've heard of people doing it, but never.
In my life. One time I was wrestling in high school and I broke my nose.
Oh, okay.
My nose is hard to breathe out of anyways, but when those things expand and it's just so hard to get out. And then the other time playing football. And again, it was like, you're like trying, there's like the string hanging down. It looks really funny.
God, it's so weird.
It was funny. Yeah. They work. Keeps the, definitely.
That must go definitely clear works. Up into your brain.
Oh, it does. It expands. It's like, like you can feel it up
in
here.
Your
like
eye.
In the cavity. But it works really well.
So you can share your funniest or weirdest Father's Day gift on Facebook or Twitter as well. And have a chance to go to Wingfest on us. We'll have Wingfest tickets all week long.
The Kicks 96.9 Morning Show. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Stupid is and stupid does. If it involves Dr. Drop It Like It's Hot, it's probably not a real doctor.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is and stupid does, sir.
This story does come from Florida, but the people that are, well, maybe a little considerably stupid are the people that went there and were duped by this doctor.
Well, yes or no. How do you know?
Right. I mean,
if you go into
stupid.
A clinic, do you always do a full background check on them?
Well, when the name of the clinic is...
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
That's the name of the clinic.
No. Not just drop it like it hot. It's hot. That's Dr. Drop It Like It's Hot to you.
And Jesse Lopez is Dr. Drop It Like It's Hot, a weight loss clinic in Florida, Winter Haven, Florida.
Uh-huh.
And she performs minor cosmetic surgeries and prescribes weight loss drugs to patients.
Yeah. But it turns out she does not have a PhD in dropping it like it's hot. She can't go by doctor, drop it like it's hot. But not only does she not have a PhD, she also doesn't have any kind of a medical license or medical degree.
None whatsoever. And she was performing cosmetic surgeries on people.
I mean, when you have a God-given talent, why do I need that sanctioned by the authorities?
So if you see a sign that says, doctor, drop it like it's hot, I don't recommend going in.
I mean, that doesn't feel like the most professional name.
Maybe do the research.
Maybe do a little research on places like that. It seems would be in good faith to do that. And if it sounds too good to be true, and dropping it like it's hot really does feel good to be true, buyer beware.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kicks 96.9 Morning Show.
Before we get to our big thing, yes, be listening for your chance to win your way to Country Stampede throughout the week. As Thursday, the festivities begin. We've got more three-day passes to give away every morning this week. And then tomorrow morning, come on back, date them or dump them at 7:20.
Woo!
No canned woo today. That's a real one.
That's a real woo.
And you'll be wooing throughout the day today because this is going to happen a lot as it is Thursday. I mean, it's coming up on Thursday. We've got to get rid of these Country Stampede tickets.
I was like, no, it's Monday.
No.
Country Stampede is Thursday.
Correct.
It's going to happen a lot because it's Thursday. No, today is Monday. Contain your excitement.
Because Country Stampede is coming up on Thursday.
Indeed.
All right. So what you need to be listening for is that Stampede Cue to Call. If you haven't heard it yet, it's this one here. And when you hear it, you want to be call number 9.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been yelled at by Lauren to not do that unless I mean it.
Are you saying you mean it right now?
I absolutely do mean it.
Does that mean
right
that
now.
Caller number 9 right now wins Country Stampede
yes.
tickets?
All 3 days of Country Stampede with Florida Georgia Line, Alabama, Kane Brown, Cole Swindell, the Marshall Tucker Band, the Charlie Daniels Band, you name it, they're going to be at Stampede.
Well, that sounds like a fun way to spend this weekend.
Let's do it.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.